Hello and welcome. The new leader of the UK Conservative Party will be announced in the next few hours. Opinion polls suggest that Foreign Secretary Liz Truss is the front runner. Truss and former Chancellor Rishi Sunak have been campaigning for months to lead the governing Conservatives. The winner will replace Boris Johnson, who will submit his resignation to the Queen on Tuesday. Now, the new Prime Minister will inherit a raft of challenges, including energy shortages and rising inflation. Let's go straight to our correspondent, Jonah Hull, who is live for us in London. Look, it's been a difficult contest for the party in what's been a very difficult time for the country. Give us a bit of background. And also, how do you expect things are going to unfold today?
Well, it has been an almost two-month political transition, high stakes, high drama from the old Prime Minister to the new, and we are very nearly there. A result expected in the next couple of hours. It began, of course, on July the 7th with the resignation of Boris Johnson off the back of the so-called Partygate affair, illegal gatherings in Downing Street and other government buildings during periods of lockdown. That set in train a leadership contest featuring candidates from every faction of a deeply divided party, eventually whittled down to a race between Rishi Sunak, a former chancellor, and Liz Truss, the foreign secretary. She is the favourite to win, to have secured a majority of votes among an estimated 160,000 Conservative Party members who are making this choice, a tiny sliver of the wider electorate. Of course, their decision will be made known in about 3 or 4 hours' time now as to who the next leader of the Conservative Party will be. To go on, of course, on Tuesday to succeed Boris Johnson as Prime Minister after meeting the Queen. And whoever that person is, Truss or indeed Sunak, will inherit the reins not just of a divided party that has deposed three of its previous three leaders in the past 6 years, but also, of course, much more importantly, taking the reins of a country in the throes of a series of deep, deep crises. From skyrocketing household energy prices to eye-watering levels of inflation, a cost-of-living crisis in the context of an economy thought to be already in recession, faltering public services, and, of course, the wider umbrella background, a war on Europe's borders with Russia and Ukraine. It is a pretty formidable to-do list.
So what are we expecting from the new PM once he or she gets into office?
Well, as I said, whoever that person is will have one priority and a very, very immediate one, and that is to get to grips with these multiple domestic problems. Inflation that is predicted to hit 20% by the end of the year. Energy prices that by January next year could be triple what they were a year ago. Strikes across public sectors, a faltering health service. One in eight Britons now on NHS waiting lists. And all the while, this cost of living crisis spiralling. Winter is coming. Heating will become more expensive. Eating will become more expensive. Many families may have to choose between them. It is a grim contest. Rishi Sunak has been pretty clear-eyed about the extent of it, calling it a genuine emergency, promising help to those who need it most. Liz Truss has promised it a package of help within a week of taking office if she does so. And in her acceptance speech, if it happens, she said that hard decisions will be required. Some of them will be unpopular, but she's promised honesty about what is required. And that issue, honesty, of course, something that the still current Prime Minister Boris Johnson has frequently been charged with not being.
Indeed. Jonah Hull there for us in London. We'll be speaking to Jonah throughout the course of the morning. We are expecting that decision at 11:30 GMT. We will, of course, bring it to you here on Al Jazeera. Now, Kenya's Supreme Court is due to deliver its